HarperCollins presents The Silence by Katerina Diamond. Read by Sophia Engstrand. For Nikki, who emotionally blackmailed me into dedicating this book to her. Part 1. Chapter 1. June 11th, 3 years ago. Within 20 minutes of walking through the front door, I'm showered and sitting in my pyjamas on my sofa, hair knotted in a towel on my head, my work uniform in the washing machine all ready, and a cup of tea warming my hands. I switch on the television and leave it on, settling in to watch the second half of a film I've seen before, knowing I will probably fall asleep here. Exhausted and more than aware that there are less than 10 hours until I have to be back at work, I drift in and out of sleep, the period drama making less sense as I nod off through chunks of it. At one point, I wonder why one of the aristocracy is holding a machine gun, but then realise I've missed the end and am now watching a late-night Steven Seagal movie, the kind they only show at 2 in the morning. I turn the volume down on the TV as a threat emerges that it will switch itself off in 5 minutes unless I press a button. With only just enough energy to reach behind me, I pull the Sherpa blanket I have folded over the back of the sofa onto me, my limbs too heavy to move, too tired to go to bed. When I open my eyes, the light in the room is strange, moving somehow. The television is off, so it isn't that. Another night terror, maybe? It has been a while, but this feels different. I feel awake, but somehow blind. I'm unable to move. The heaviness I felt in my legs earlier amplified tenfold. No matter how hard I try to lift my legs, there is no movement. They feel as if they are nailed down. Although the shadows keep moving, I still can't see anything. It dawns on me that there is something on my face, around my head. As I breathe, a perfumed fabric clings to my mouth each time I suck in air. I try to reach up and remove whatever is on my face, but my hands don't belong to me. I have no agency over them. They just lie on the ground. I don't know how I got down here. The tips of my fingers are cold, icy. I want to ball them into a fist to warm them, but as much as I try, I fail. The reality of my situation becomes apparent as I feel the elastic of my pajama bottoms pulling on my ankles. I feel at peace, an artificial calm. Somewhere in the back of my mind I am screaming, but it's so far away that I can't access it. I have been drugged. My mind feels like a hall of mirrors, everything distorted and shining back at me as I barely recognise my own reflection. Words like intruder and trespass amble through my mind with no urgency. I realise with a dull clarity that I am not alone as I hear the sound of breathing close to my head, too warm to be my imagination. He kisses me through whatever is on my face, that sweet-scented fabric. I feel his hot, sour breath go into my mouth, snaking its way inside me. His words echo and rattle inside my mind. I know them, but I can't remember what they mean. Lying like a poseable doll, I hear the crinkle of a plastic sheet beneath me as he moves my legs into an arrangement that makes things easier for him to do what he came here for. The only warmth I can feel is the one ankle that my pajama bottoms cling to, and his naked body as he climbs into position. Please, not again. Chapter 2. D.S. Shona White ate her third Kit Kat of the day before 10 in the morning, making a promise to herself to eat something green and leafy at dinner time, and not just
Sample complete. Ready to continue?